Well, absolute cluster F of epic proportions going anywhere so far this morning. In fact, if you're watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, take a look at the Southeast Expressway in the Quincy area and those that are trapped currently in the massive amount of water that is out there. So I highly advise that you, if you can, you bang in today and work remotely or wait a while because it is awful out there. Sean, crazy. We should open up the WEEI weather window, which is brought to you by Window World of Boston, if we could one more time this morning. What do you see out there?
Well, Greg, it is pouring rain. Absolute deluge, as you have said, all morning long. 69 degrees, nice here in the city of Boston. The high today is 71. There is still a flood watch in effect. As you saw on Twitch and or YouTube, you saw that the streets can be flooded here at points. It is going to be in effect until 4 p.m. this afternoon. So be prepared if you're trying to commute anywhere or go anywhere. There could be flooding. You're going to have to find an alternate route or just stay your ass at home.
What do you do if you're stuck on the expressway in that situation that those people are? Do you get out or would you just stay in the vehicle until the water recedes?
I think you have to just stay in the vehicle, right?
Yeah.
What does that do to your car, though? Like, at what point does it flood your engine?
Didn't you say that you were very happy because you finally figured out how to get a tire changed or something?
No, yes, I am so proud of myself every time I do something for my car. And shout out Southie Auto Repair yesterday because I know that I drove over a nail. Like, I could see one nail in the tread of my tire, and it was a slow leak. Mm. So I was able to bring it in there, and they said, "Miss, there's another nail in the tire." Mm. And so they patched up both those nails in maybe under 10 minutes, dropped everything, did
fantastic.
It for me. Mm. But I was like, you know, anytime I do something for my car myself, I feel like
it's a milestone.
A strong, independent woman.
All right.
Who don't need no man.
Yeah. Be careful with those patches, though, because then you don't want to run into, you have a blowout, now you need a whole new tire. Mm-hmm. And then if you get a new tire, then depending on how much you rotate the other tires are, a whole old day are, you might need four whole new tires.
So well, Shime brought up watching this show. You can do it on YouTube or on Twitch every day. And the show on Twitch is presented by Springer's Jewelers. Go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. If you are looking for a diamond, they will sell you your diamond for less than anybody else. And they will teach you everything you need to know about diamonds at Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. This is John. Speaking of Southie, John from Southie. Hey, John.
Hey, what's up, Greg?
What's up?
So I was just thinking, I think I know what happened with the Red Sox. Bregman, because he's back in the clubhouse.
Okay, so he was out rehabbing, wasn't there as much, and then he's back. And I mean, I had it as a lead the other day. Like, you're looking for a guy who's a veteran leader and a guy who could be the face of the franchise. Like, I'd extend him all day long. It's not my money, but
I agree.
I don't know how.
But I would say to John, what happened when before Bregman got hurt, he was in that clubhouse and the team wasn't very good. So you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I would kind of like say like
you would dispute that. That's not the reason.
No.
For the turnaround.
No, the way that they're playing, and I know, Mego, and I kind of agree with you, it isn't because Devers is necessarily gone and he's made guys play better. And maybe it could be because the teams aren't very good.
That's the argument, is it's just because they're beating up on the worst teams.
So what if they do it against Tampa Bay? Then does the argument, do five people say, well, maybe
getting
addition
rid
by
of
subtraction?
Devers, like maybe it lifted the weight off of everybody's shoulders, or you got rid of the, as Shime said, the, what'd you call him? A DIG?
Yeah, Dink in general.
Dink in general, yeah. Not Dink specific, Dink in general.
Correct.
Is the term. This is Zombie in the Twitch chat. Hello, Zombie.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, good morning.
What's happening?
Not much. I just wanted to say, I really think, like, quote-unquote vibes, chemistry, it's underappreciated. I mean, like, for example, look at the Greg Hill Show. You guys have grabbed, you know, Greg, you know, Shime, Wiggy, Meg, Courtney, everybody from all different aspects, And it's not like you guys were all a bunch of A-plus radio hosts from all these different places and they put a bunch of talent together. You guys make the Greg Hill the best show on the radio because of the chemistry you have, period.
Yes, it is very important, chemistry.
So even if you get rid of Devers, you get rid of big talent, maybe the vibes are just better without him. Maybe some people liked him, some people didn't. The eggshell thing, like maybe that factored in, and everybody now just feels comfortable, and they love it, and they're having a good time, and that works better.
Could be. Could be. I mean, we are, Wiggy, you're right, or Mego's right, whoever said it. This is a really important series, and you'll see what they really are, this series, right before the break.
You know what it's... and Mego, you probably talk about this more than anything. I kind of equate it to the Marcus Smart situation, you know,
and beloved. Mark.
But it was just like he was a really good player, but it was a different vibe with him in that locker room versus when he wasn't there. Then guys could maybe just, you know, be themselves a little bit more. And I'm not saying it's you know, identical to identical, but it's like that situation of a guy who's talented, but maybe just has a strong hold on the locker room or the clubhouse.
Yeah, I don't know if I love that comparison for my guy Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Because you're calling him Dink in general.
Well, I'm not saying that.
Well, that's what you're calling Rafael Devers, and so I feel like that's... I don't remember any stories about Marcus Smart standing somebody up three times.
No, but there was staff. He was throwing chairs around a locker room.
Well, didn't he punch something
during the lockout?
Okay, a picture frame. Yeah. He's emotional.
And I'm
sorry.
Men
aren't supposed to feel emotions.
No, you're supposed to feel emotions, but don't be a dink about it.
Yeah.
I'm sorry for the picture frame.
Yeah.
Don't punch a picture frame.
That's Shime's word, a dink. But I just think it's more, just like you said, a tightness that's there. Not that the guy's necessarily a dink, but there's just this tightness of, like, how you got to talk to the media, like, maybe what you might have to say to him or, you know, those things.
Well, if you really want to tell somebody, hey, can you help us out here? As a teammate, I'm asking you, do you mind playing first base for a little bit?
Right.
Like, and you can't say it because everybody's walking on eggshells around
right,
them.
Right.
It creates a situation. Yes.
I think, the scoring differential right now in this winning streak is, like, 56 to 12 or 56 to 16. I don't have it right in front of me. And so if something that drastic continues through this series, and then when you come back from the All-Star break, then you can look at it and say, they really don't miss Devers hitting. Like, they've filled it out.
Right.
They got their offense going without him. I'm just not sure that looking at these series, you can conclude that.
This is Curtis. Curtis, good morning.
Morning.
Hey, what's up?
This is a comparison question.
Yeah.
Mego, how many pairs of pajamas do you have?
How many pairs of pajamas do you have?
Yeah.
Maybe three.
Wow.
Why?
Well.
What does that have to do with it? What does that have to do with sports?
The person that you're filling in for.
Yes.
Had
like 75.
74.
74.
Pairs of pajamas?
Yes.
I'm also somebody who like sleeps in like athletic gear a lot.
Oh.
So, okay. And yes, that other thing you're raising your eyebrows at.
Wiggy sleeps in the nude.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes you got to.
Yeah.
In the summer.
But I feel like athletic wear is part of, because I think Courtney said it's part of her pajama thing as well. She just had a massive, massive amount.
73 or 74 different pairs.
They had to declutter. She had so many pairs of pajamas.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't have that many pajamas.
But she wears like the, you know, like the old school, like Brady Bunch ones with the matching top and bottoms, little initials on the side.
Doesn't do it for you.
I'm more of a neck.
Hey, listen,
myself.
Whatever floats your boat, not really. You know, if Mrs. What Wiggins came to bat, I'd be like, uh-uh.
I want to get back into robes. I had like a really nice Restoration Hardware robe for a while.
Ooh.
For the winter.
Like, I got
you
a
get
nice
a big,
robe.
Fluffy robe that you walk around in.
That's
I
the
like
best
that.
Part of staying at a nice hotel when they give you the complimentary robes while
ooh,
you stay
I don't
there.
Touch that.
I got a facade.
That's a stranger's robe.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think I would put that on.
You're wearing stranger robes?
Yeah. They've been washed. Like what? Yeah.
I got a Versace robe. It's a nice
it's
one.
Way, it's a good way to get the crabs.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
It's been bleached, Greg. You're fine.
So you like the fluffy one. I got the Versace, which is more of a towel type of robe. That's the one I like.
So you don't do the silky one?
No. I don't like this. The silky ones is for the ladies or the real, real like Hugh Hefners. I like, you know, nice.
Sick break, bro.
Yeah, I like a big fluffy robe.
I played the sick Breg bro one. My bad.
What's wrong with you?
I was trying to get it quick before the moment passed.
Don't steal Nick's stuff if you're not going to do it in the right way.
Yeah, you're right.
He nails the sick
brag,
bro.
Oh, I love a good sick brag.
Well, he has it probably in his wide orbit.
Right,
but
his timing is impeccable on it during the show that is coming up at 10, Jones and Keefe. We should take a break and then end the show with Hill Notes. So that is coming up next.